Whatever you did on summer vacation this year, it may not stack up against this.
Woo!
That's 7-year-old Clint Smith, and he's playing with the jaws of an American alligator. You'll notice there's no running or screaming involved, because this gator is dead.
Pretty cool. It's not something you average every day.
Alligator season has just wrapped up in Alabama, and in case you were wondering, Clint didn't go out alone. His mother was there, and Jennifer Smith says it's becoming an annual family affair.
Well, the first year I got a tag, I just thought it would be fun to go out with Keith, something we could experience together. And now, it was so much fun that year, I'm going back every year.
The reptiles Jennifer and her husband go hunting for can get up to 15 feet long, and the jaws you heard earlier can generate up to 3,000 pounds of biting force when the gator is alive and kicking. Jennifer says landing this year's catch was a snap.
We went up in some little creeks and stuff and just spotted gators, and we found this big one swimming out in the middle of the creek. And we sat there and sat there and sat there till he could finally come up and we could get a hook in him.
The hook Smith is talking about looks like a miniature medieval grappling hook.
We cast it out. It was a weighted treble hook, and we cast out until we got him. And then when we got one in him and we got him up close enough to the boat, we got another one in him and just waited for him to come up.
Wrestling a live gator into their boat and killing it is one thing. But before the Smiths can go home and tell war stories, they have one more hurdle to cross. The weighing station. Bruce Todd is a biologist with the State Department of Conservation. He says the weigh-in station gives them an opportunity to collect data on the animals.
We get lengths and weights and sex and all that and incorporate it into a data sheet that we keep up from year to year. I tell you that mostly they harvest males, very few females come out.
They find out the weight by hanging the alligators from a scale attached to what looks like a hangman's gallows. Todd said it was built to hold quite a bit of weight.
A couple of biologists, when we started the season a few years ago, they built this out of pipe, and it's got a hoist on it, much like what you'd reel your boat up, you know, and a chain and a cable, and we've weighed in a gator right around at close to 800 pounds, you know, a couple years ago. So it'll hold a substantial amount of weight on it.
The Smith's catch tipped the scales at 315 pounds and measured 10 feet 5 inches long. Jennifer says she and her crew already have big plans in mind.
Well, we'll skin out the tail and eat it, and we'll clean off the head, and I'll keep it.
Not all of the action takes place at the weighing station. Local game wardens have to patrol the hunting areas to make sure all of the rules are followed. The trip is slow at first, but not for long. Speeding along in patrol boats gives this scene the feel of a rustic Miami Vice. But most of the evening for these officers is spent in still waters looking for lights on boats passing by.
Check y'all's license real quick, please, sir. Tag
right here.
My eyes on.
Sergeant Henry Lowry checks the permits on some boats he comes across while on patrol.
Every now and then, of course, somebody will mess up. But for the most part, it's a high-visibility patrol. We just basically check license and, frankly, just watch a lot of them participate in the sport, which is kind of enjoyable. It's not often we can do that.
Lowry says most of the memories that are made come from the weigh-ins, but there are moments on the water that stand out, too.
Just enjoy watching the novices really participate in the sport. Some of the ladies are first-timers, and the kids, they just get the biggest kick out of it. And camaraderie and the fellowship, you know, it's just great. They all just have a great time, and that's really what it's all about, you know. Just enjoy being around that and sharing a little bit in that with them.
After a long night on patrol, Lowry speeds back to the weigh-in station with the Mobile skyline lighting up the horizon. In all, 125 hunting tags were issued to hunters. Of that, 78 gators were brought in, leaving 47 tags unfilled. With no major incidents, wildlife officials are calling this season a success, and hunters are already chomping for next season. I'm Stan Engold, APR News, in Spanish Fort.